For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Practic.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
DSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Welcome into another day on the program and the final day of me for the week. But maybe not for you. Maybe you work the weekends, but it doesn't matter because the important thing is today is your final chance to try to win 30 grand. Today is the last day we will have win cash codes for you today. It'll be starting at 8 a.m. and all the way through the 5 p.m. hour, 10 codes, one every hour, an hourly prize of $100 each hour, and each one of those codes an entry for $30,000. So this is the day, if you haven't played yet, this is the day to start playing, because at least then you'll have 10 shots at $30,000. Some of you have been playing right along and have gotten all the codes. Some of you have missed a few. I have to remind everybody that if you miss a code, please don't contact me asking me to give you the code. I can't do that. I'm not allowed to do that. It's against the rules. I could get into a lot of trouble. I could lose my job. So I'm sorry. I wish I could help you, but I can't. If you're not listening, I can't give you the code. And if you've been playing and you miss one, I'm sure you're okay. You've got all those other entries as well. And of course, we want to thank our fine sponsors for WinCash on WBSM, Architect Managed IT Services, and Hair and Motion Cosmetology. Next week, maybe the week after, we'll start giving away some of our summer concert tickets because we've got a whole bunch and more coming. Jackson over at Fun 107 is our hero because he's the one that advocates for us to get tickets to give away to all of you. So if you see him around, give him a big thanks. But we've got all kinds of tickets to give away, including the Big Boston Calling Festival that's happening Memorial Day weekend at Harvard. I went last year. It was a fantastic time. I went 2 out of the 3 days. I wanted to go the third day, but I was just a little bit wiped out from standing in the sun all day Friday. And there was only one person that I really wanted to see Saturday, and I'd already seen Alanis Morissette before, so it was like, meh, somebody else can go in my place. But then Sunday was phenomenal. So it was a great time, and we've got tickets for you that'll get you into all 3 days. Speaking of things that are happening this summer, we have a couple of stories for you at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about some new businesses coming into Fairhaven. Now, we know already that Starbucks is going to be built where Dunkin' used to be over on Alden Road. And if anybody's driven by there lately, you've seen they've got the frame of the Starbucks up. And you can kind of see the footprint of how that will be laid out. I believe that's coming this fall. And then a little bit down Route 6, at the site of the old car wash, they finally started putting up the frame for Mirasol's Cafe. So they'd been doing some clearing over there, getting everything all graded properly and ready to go. And that's expected to open, I believe, this fall. I know they were still waiting for some permitting with the drive-through and all that kind of stuff, but you're going to have two new coffee options in, you know, not that far from here. By the end of the year, I would think. You're going to have the opportunity to get a Starbucks coffee, if that's your thing. And you're going to have the opportunity to get a Mirasol's coffee, especially those of you who are Chippy fans. But the Mirasol's having a drive-through is immensely huge, because Dartmouth doesn't even have a drive-thru. So you're getting something in Fairhaven that even the OG Mirasol's doesn't have. So I think people are excited about that. But we found out yesterday, well, we had the story up yesterday, that Harbor Freight Tools is moving into the former, well, I think we're forever going to call it the former Shaw's, but it was most recently Regal House Furniture Outlet next to the Ocean State Job Lot, right behind the radio station. So Harbor Freight Tools is expected to open in July, according to the website. And if you've never been to a Harbor Freight, there are people who live in Fairhaven or in the immediate area that travel to Wareham or to Fall River to go to Harbor Freight because people like the store that much. It's tools, maybe some, you know, gardening stuff, but there it's stuff that's pretty affordable and it's pretty good quality. I've shopped quite a bit at the Harbor Freight in Wareham, and I've never been disappointed with anything that I bought there. There was a bunch of brush in my backyard that I wanted to take down. And I went to Harbor Freight and bought a machete. And I bought machetes before. And believe it or not, machetes that you buy in the store like that are pretty cheap. But they're also not that great. They don't last very long, and you have to sharpen them, and eventually it's not even worth sharpening them. By the way, good luck throwing away a machete. It's like the hardest thing in the world to throw away. But I went down there, bought one. I think it was like $3.99 or $4.99. Went home and took down all the brush with it before I had to sharpen. I mean, it was great. So that's, you know, that was my first Harbor Freight experience, but I've been there many times since. So I think people here will like it. Kind of has a bit of a Benny's feel for the tools. If you remember what, you know, the tools were like at Benny's. I would liken it to, somebody asked me, what would it be like buying stuff at Harbor Freight? And I'd be like, you know, it's probably similar to going into, say, Job Lot to buy tools, except Job Lot usually doesn't have a big selection of tools, and they're not the best quality. And this is no slight against Job Lot. I love Job Lot. But you can go in and buy a pair of pliers for $5 at Job Lot. I know because I did. Or you can go into Harbor Freight and buy a pair of pliers for $5 that are probably going to be better. So that's kind of how I could compare it. And then also we have the story up confirming that Burlington is coming to Fairhaven. And this one I find very interesting. Burlington is going to be opening in the former job lot site in the Fairhaven Commons. So if you remember, job lot was originally over next to Marshall's in the Walmart Plaza there, the Fairhaven Commons. It was there until 2017 when it moved across the street into the former Shaw's. And that site has sat empty ever since. Burlington is coming. The company confirmed to me. It's expected to open this fall. Now, I went over to where Harbor Freight's coming in, and nothing has been done on that site. Still has the Regal House sign up. The inside is empty. Nobody's been in there doing any work because you can walk in through job lot and walk over and kind of see in. And I put photos in the story. It's completely empty. Nothing's been done that I could tell. But over at where Burlington will be, it looks like they've been sealing up the doors with, they've been boarding up the front of it. I don't know if that's to just further protect it so they can bring merchandise in, or if that's because somebody broke it. I don't know. But I noticed that people were there working last week. Maybe it was a week before. One of the weeks I rode my bike over to the gym and I saw people in there working. So this will be opening in the fall. And like I said, I find the idea of Burlington opening in Fairhaven very interesting because there's a Burlington in Dartmouth. Does that mean that something might be happening with that store? I mean, every time I go into the Burlington in Dartmouth, and we've talked a lot about it on the program here, every time I go in there, it does kind of look like a bomb went off in the store. But they always have a line of people. There's always a lot of people shopping in the store. So I don't think that there's anything happening to that store. I would assume that they're doing fine business. But it does seem odd to have a Burlington just a couple miles from another one. But maybe, I don't know. Maybe they feel like the area can sustain too. I would have suspected if it was coming, it would, you know, opening another store, it would be like in Wareham Crossing or in the new plaza around there. It just seems kind of odd. Dartmouth, Fairhaven. But then, you know, look at Walmart, right? Walmart has locations in both and both seem to be doing brisk business. So are you excited about these stores? I mean, I'm sure we're going to get all the comments under these stories on Facebook. Should have been a Whole Foods. Should have been a Trader Joe's. But that's not who wanted to move into them. You're getting Harbor Freight. You're getting Burlington. And what's important is you're getting those stores in places that were empty. One that's been empty for years. Just about 7 years. It was August of 2017 when Job Lot moved. So for 7 years, that building has sat vacant. That store. So now something will be in there generating tax revenue. Serving the public. Regal House only closed, I think, late last year. I kept saying that in the story, like, they closed late last year. And I was like, was it late last year? Or was it early this year? I couldn't remember exactly when it was, but I'm pretty sure it was late last year because it would have been before my surgery. And then also, what other spots now are left to fill in town? You've got the vacant Dunkin' now becoming Starbucks. You've got a car wash nobody really went to becoming Marisol's. You've got a spot Regal House moved out of becoming Harbor Freight. And you've got the old job lot site becoming Burlington. The other Regal House building, I guess, is empty. The one next to the buffet there, Fiesta Festiva buffet. But other than that, I can't think of a lot of empty real estate around the Route 6 area. There's a new bike shop. There's a yarn store. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff happening in the economy that's supposedly so terrible. We're getting new stores here in the immediate vicinity of my voice. I think that's pretty exciting. What do you think? 508-996-0500. By the way, if you are heading out the door, our friend over at Southeastern Mass Alerts on Twitter at @metro_notify says roll over in Taunton on Route 24 North near exit 17. So if you're heading in that direction, be aware of that. We'll take a break and we'll be back in a few moments. In 508-996-0500. We'll take your calls coming up after the news. And of course, you can send your thoughts anytime via app chat or open line voicemails on the WBSM app. So if you haven't downloaded that already, head on over to your app store and download it. It is free. It is brought to you by South Coast Towing. That's where you can get updates on all of our stories, breaking news alerts, live traffic and weather information. So if you're heading out the door, you want to know what's going on traffic-wise, you can just open that up. You want to know what the forecast is for the day, you can open that up. You also get access to exclusive contests. So many things. The WBSM app is a huge part of what we do. And again, it's free. It's easy to use. It doesn't take up much space on your phone. If you ever have any trouble getting it, you can email me, tim@wbsm.com, or even come by if it's a time when I'm here, and I'll walk you through it. That's how important the app is to have. So if you don't have it already, go ahead and download it. I promise you will love it. You can hear our stream. You can hear our podcasts. So if you're traveling around, especially this summer, you know, heading out on vacation or whatever, you never have to be far from hearing all the talk about what's going on at home, because that stream works anywhere in the world in FM quality sound. So get the WBSM app, brought to you by South Coast Towing. All right, it is time now to go into the newsroom and get all of the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
Good morning, Tim. Well, we'll start.
I was going to say, you know, little audio problems, not a problem.
Hey, it happens. It happens. But we'll roll right into the news this morning. The Supreme Court is considering whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for acts he took in office. The case before them Thursday centered around Trump's federal election interference charges. Conservative Justice Samuel Alito questioned if a lack of immunity would hobble future presidents.
Will that not lead us into a cycle that destabilizes the functioning of our country as a democracy?
Trump's attorney argued prosecuting a president for official acts is incompatible with the Constitution. The special counsel attorney argued the Constitution does not grant a president absolute immunity. Details of David Pecker's involvement in Donald Trump's alleged hush money trial came to light in court on Thursday. NBC's Vaughn Hilliard has more details after Pecker took the stand for his third day of testimony and revealed conversations between himself, the former president, and associate Michael Cohen.
Pecker said he told his right-hand man at the Inquirer not to pay Daniels the $120,000 she was seeking because they'd already shelled out tens of thousands of dollars to keep other stories about Mr. Trump quiet.
Pecker also says he arranged to buy the story surrounding Trump's alleged affair with Playboy model Karen McDougal for $150,000, but backed out of the deal after consulting with election lawyers, believing the payment may break the law. Later, Pecker said he passed the Daniels story off to Cohen directly to take care of after he learned about it. Trump's attorneys in their cross-examination tried to lay the groundwork that celebrities and media members working together to kill stories was nothing out of the ordinary. Court is set to resume this morning. Former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein is having his conviction for sex crimes in New York overturned. Mark Mayfield has the story.
The New York Court of Appeals ruled Weinstein did not receive a fair trial. The court found the judge in his trial made an error, allowing women to testify about alleged sexual assaults committed by Weinstein that were not part of the charges against him. Weinstein was also sentenced in Los Angeles in February of last year to 16 years in prison after he was convicted of rape, and that conviction still stands. The New York court has ruled that a new trial must take place. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Biden administration is telling House Speaker Mike Johnson it's up to state governors to decide if the National Guard is needed to subdue pro-Palestine protests on college campuses. Johnson called on President Biden to call the National Guard after visiting Columbia University on Wednesday. The speaker said there's an appropriate time for the National Guard if the protests aren't contained quickly. Ron DeSantis is warning Florida college students not to illegally protest on campus, and the University of California is canceling its main commencement ceremony over on-campus protests. A diverse group of nearly 300 music artists is asking Congress for concert ticketing reforms. A letter to U.S. Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee Chair Maria Cantwell and Ranking Member Ted Cruz says the current ticketing system is broken and predatory. Resellers are siphoning money from fans and performers. The letter asks the senators to support the Fans First Act, which would ban fake tickets and deceptive marketing tactics. And Disney World is reportedly escalating its war against a certain brand of shoe. Tammy Trujillo has more.
Visitors are no longer allowed to wear Crocs while riding on escalators at the Magic Kingdom, according to the Disney fan site Inside the Magic. Photos and videos on social media show different styles of Crocs getting stuck on escalators and forcing them to shut down. Many of the reported instances have happened at the Land Pavilion attraction in Epcot Center. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox lost to the Guardians 6-4 last night. They're home next to play the Chicago Cubs tonight at 7:10. And a busy weekend for the Celtics and the Bruins. And Miami Heat. Well, where am I? Boy, today, Tim. It's a weird day. Playoffs continue this weekend. Bruins and Toronto Maple Leafs. I think the excitement is that there are two games happening at the same time, Saturday night. So you really got to pick what you're going to watch or watch them both flip back and forth. Both of those games Saturday night at 7. Now we'll check your forecast with ABC6. As soon as this technology cooperates. There.
Now your ABC6 South Coast forecast.
We're wrapping up the work week with some patchy frost out there and also some patchy fog. The temperature in the mid to low 30s, turning mostly sunny this morning and this afternoon, plenty of sunshine. Temperature in the lower 50s, 32 and clear overnight tonight, sunny and mid 50s by tomorrow. Be sure to watch ABC6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
transcend where we are. Who are we? Who we are.
It's just it's one of those days with the technology. Don't worry about it, Phil. I don't know if Mercury's still in retrograde or not, but we'll just go with that. That's always the excuse to use. It's always the excuse to blame. Mercury's in retrograde. It doesn't matter if it is or it isn't. We just say it. Because honestly, the people listening, they don't know either.
Right.
Unless you're into that stuff.
I like to blame the planets for everything, so.
Yeah. And, you know, it's always that damn Pluto's fault.
That's right.
It's trying to get back at us because we said it's not a planet.
True, yeah. Well, Neil deGrasse Tyson's fault, right?
Yeah. I guess, I think it is a planet now. I think we've put it back as a planet.
I guess it's back. Yeah, every other month it changes, so.
Yeah. So, that's fine. Well, there is something else that I want to discuss that some of you will say, this is perfect. This should have been the rule all along. Others are going to say, this is absolutely ridiculous. When you think of carnivals, and we have one coming to Dartmouth next weekend. Not this weekend coming up, but the weekend after. Carnival coming to Dartmouth, and then at the end of the month, Memorial Day weekend, the Lakeside Family Festival in East Freetown. Those are both run by Fiesta Shows. Fiesta Shows does a great job, in my opinion, with putting on carnivals and fairs. I have been going to Fiesta Shows my entire life. I am a big fan of them. So this is not me being critical of them in any way. I love a good carnival. I love a good... And from my understanding as a kid, it was always either Fiesta Shows or Reithoffer Shows. It was one of the two. And they were both great. And I used to go to the Kingston Carnival when I was a kid. Of course, when I went, the Kingston Carnival was on the side of the road near the Charlie Horse. Now they hold it at the Kingston Collection in the parking lot because they've got a lot of space there. We didn't have that mall when I was a kid going to the Kingston Carnival. But anyway, this story is about the Kingston Carnival, yet it has repercussions likely for the Dartmouth Carnival next weekend. So what happened was last weekend, they had the carnival in Weymouth. And the Weymouth Carnival, I guess, gets a lot of folks coming from Brockton. Makes sense. It's not far to travel. So out of this large contingent of people that were there from Brockton, there was an incident where there were, I guess, a couple of fights. An 18-year-old Brockton guy was arrested. A juvenile from Brockton has been issued a criminal summons. Someone was injured. Police were called. And it was, I guess, a much bigger incident than some of the stories in the media have been talking about. So this is something where social media has really been fueling a lot of the stories about it and the rumors about it too. There were rumors that somebody had a gun and the gunshots were fired. The police said they never saw any proof of that. They didn't get any eyewitness reports on the scene of there being gunshots, but you know how it goes. It becomes a telephone game. One person tells another person, and the story gets more and more exaggerated each time. So whatever happened or didn't happen, the bottom line is there was an incident. We know that there have been incidents at the Dartmouth Carnival in the past. Last year, I did a story because the neighbors weren't happy about how close the carnival is to their homes. And so I went down to that neighborhood, spent some time walking around that neighborhood, seeing how close the carnival was, talking to some of the neighbors, and they're right. I mean, it's literally right in their backyard. So I can understand why they're upset. But while I was there, I happened to be going into the carnival to take some photos, and I noticed they had a police presence there, and they have like a permanent setup there. There's somebody staffing it from the police. They have police there the whole time because there have been some incidents at that carnival in the past. Well, now Fiesta Shows, at least for this weekend's Kingston Carnival, I didn't see it listed on any of the other
upcoming events pages on the Fiesta Show's website, but on the one for Kingston, they have a new policy for minors. And I'm just going to go over this quick. Hang on, caller. I'll get to you in just 1 second. The new policy requires all children between the ages of 13 and 17 to be, quote, accompanied by parent, guardian, or chaperone, that is 21 plus. Parent, guardian, or chaperone will be personally responsible for any minor in their care. In addition, the parent, guardian, or chaperone must also remain at the carnival with the minor. In addition to that, each adult can only chaperone up to 4 minors at a time. Any groups with more than 4 people under the age of 18 will require an additional chaperone for every 4 minors. And these adults will be required to show ID to get in to prove that they're 21 plus, and they must have that ID on them at all times. Failure to comply will result in being denied initial admission or rejection from the event. There are no exceptions, and no refunds will be given if you are rejected from the event. So my first thought when I heard this is, wow, when I was a kid, if my dad took me to the Kingston Carnival with my siblings and my mom couldn't go, we wouldn't have been allowed in. There were 5 kids in my family growing up. So my dad would have needed to find another adult because there would have been 1 too many kids to get under this new policy. So some people are going to hear this and say, good, it's about time. Other people are going to say, what? That's ridiculous. If they carry this over to Dartmouth next weekend, I like to bring my kids over. You know, they're 15 years old, 16 years old. I trust them. I drop them off. I let them have a few hours of fun at the carnival while I go into the mall and shop. Well, it looks like Fiesta Shows is saying not anymore. So we can talk more about that. 508-996-0500. Let me go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Not bad. I think that's a good idea, to be honest with you. And the reason is we obviously have a problem with youth acting ridiculous, right? But I think the problem lies with Fiesta is how are they going to keep track? How are they going to enforce it? They can enforce the parent to come in, but the parent will come in, and then they can just leave.
No,
like
you have no.
15, by the 20 minutes later.
No, by the policy, you have to be with the kids at all times. So if the kids are walking around and a Fiesta employee sees them walking around with no adult, hey, where's your parent? Yeah. Oh, they left. All right, well, you're out of here.
Yeah, well, that's assuming that they're gonna not lie. They could easily just point to an adult. My dad's over there at he's getting hot dogs. You know, that's it.
Well,
he'll be like, he went to go grab hot dogs, you know, over there, and it'll be a ways away. We're hanging out over here by this ride, waiting for him. He's gonna be back.
Then they violated the rules under this new policy, and they can be ejected.
I don't think they would eject them just because the dad walked away from a couple 15-year-old kids, and you know, to go get some hot dogs. They're not going to be like, oh, well, you're out of here because your dad's not within 2 feet. Yeah, they're going to have to prove that. The Fiesta Shows is going to have to prove that. Or,
yeah, but
if
then
they start ejected.
They'll just walk over to the guy buying hot dogs and say, those are your kids? And he'll say, I don't know who those kids are. All right, you're out of here.
No, that's if it's within eyeshot. I'm saying, like, if you're on one end of the show, one end of the festival, and you're like, my dad went to go grab hot dogs.
Yeah, but that's what I'm telling you. The policy says you can't do that. The policy says you have to stay with those children. Sorry, let me apologize. Maybe I didn't say that part of it. You must remain with those minor children at all times while you're in there, or else you'll be ejected.
Does that mean like literally like babysitting them side by side, or does that mean in the show with them?
No, I believe it means being with them. You must be accompanying them at all times.
I can guarantee you this, that they're either going to lose money because the parents aren't going to bring their kids and want to stay with them. They're going to end up losing money on this event. And the reason is because parents are, I mean, we grew up where parents would drop us off every Friday at the mall and we would just roam the mall for 3 hours.
Right.
If that happens, Fiesta Shows will go out of business. If they carry this rule into Dartmouth, they carry this rule into every other show that they're at, every other municipality, they're going to lose money. They're going to go out of business because the parents are not going to want, especially, you know, I know, when you're 16, you don't want mom and dad there.
Right. Well, I was going on, I was 16, 17, I was going on dates or with my groups of friends, and I wouldn't have wanted my parents anywhere near me.
Right, exactly. And on top of it, you could drive there yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous rule in that aspect. But then I understand the aspect of, from the Fiesta point of view, that they're going to want to keep a cap on these younger kids, you know, the 10 and 12, well, the younger teenagers, the 13, 14-year-olds. So maybe move that age all the way down and say, all right, if you're 13, 14, 15, you can't come in without an adult. 16, 17, 18, you can come in because they're gonna be able to drive there anyways. It's the younger kids that they're going to have to, I think, make a compromise on.
Yeah.
If not, they're going to. Because the troublemakers, which is usually your smallest of 1%, are going to ruin it for everybody. And either I understand what PS is doing. They're trying to make it a safe environment, which in turn would increase the customers of the younger kids, but you're going to lose the older kids. That's what I think is going to happen.
I also wonder, and this is just something I'll throw out there, and then I got to take a break, but
yeah,
this is the only event that they've put this policy on the website is the Kingston Carnival this weekend, not the Manchester, New Hampshire carnival having this weekend, not Dartmouth next weekend. And I reached out to them on Facebook. I asked them about it. You know, they told me it's on the website. And then I said, will this be the policy going forward? And they saw the message, but didn't respond. So they're aware that it's not on those other pages and they haven't done it yet. I wonder, is this going to be a one-time thing in Kingston?
Could it be in order for Fiesta shows to come into Kingston, they had to do that per the select board?
Possibly. It could have been something that Kingston police required too.
Right, exactly. So maybe it's something during their meeting to get the license to actually have the show. They said, well, this is the rule we're going to have because we've heard of incidences in other areas. We don't want that here. Dartmouth could have done that, but they had decided not to. So they're just allowing it to go forward just as is, as it's done in the past.
We'll find out.
The reason why is a licensing issue. You know, in order to be issued that license, these are the rules. And that was issued by the municipality, not by Fiesta shows. Maybe that's why you don't see it in the other shows in the other areas.
We'll definitely be following up. I got to hold you there, but thank you for the call.
Hi, Tim.
Have a good day. And we can discuss this more, 508-996-0500, but we'll be right back. Got a couple of messages to share. Gene says, it seems that every time the carnival comes to Dartmouth, it rains. And that is true. I used a photo of the Dartmouth Carnival in the story about the Fiesta show's new policy. And I was like, oh, I forgot how cloudy the sky was. It was actually raining when I went there and did that story last year. And it seems like it's always raining during the Dartmouth Carnival. And participation trophy wife in New Bedford sent in a Snapchat saying Mercury is not in the microwave anymore. I love that. It really did exit retrograde recently. The full pink moon was earlier this week. I diagnose that it's Friday and the tech has gremlins. That's probably part of it too. So, and since it is Friday, why not have yourself some fried chicken? Gremlins love fried chicken. Remember, that's how they ended up becoming gremlins. They went from Mogwai to gremlins because they ate fried chicken after midnight. They tricked Billy. But you don't have to worry about gremlins at Crispy Crunchy Chicken at Gas Express at the corner of Belleville Avenue and Tarkin Hill Road in New Bedford. No, what you're going to get there is some of the best fried chicken you've ever had in your life. The best fried chicken in New Bedford. And that's not just me saying that. That's everybody that's called in to agree with me. So if you haven't tried it yet, you have to get down there to Gas Express and try Crispy Crunchy Chicken. It's mildly Cajun spiced. It's not too spicy at all. It's not greasy. It's very meaty. It's very juicy. They have bone-in and boneless tenders that are huge. Great sides like jambalaya, macaroni and cheese, their potato wedge fries. They have those honey biscuits that are just fantastic. You can get a 2, 3, or 4-piece crunch box deal. You can get lunch, dinner for under $10. Where can you get that anymore? Try the fried shrimp, too. You're going to love the fried shrimp at Crispy Crunchy Chicken or one of the Cajun chicken sandwiches. Check it all out. It's located at Gas Express, the corner of Belleville Avenue and Tarkin Hill Road. Crispy Crunchy Chicken, also available on GotChew, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Right now, though, I've got to take that final break of the hour. We'll be right back.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.